Welcome to the Besties with Breasties podcast. Sarah Hall here. I am a certified health and wellness coach, athletic trainer, mom, and breast cancer survivor. I help women overcome their own mind drama to make mind shifts that open up the possibility for their most empowered and energetic life.
And I am Beth Wilmus, author, speaker, and founder of a human investment organization, otherwise known as a nonprofit, called Faith Through Fire. Our mission is to reduce the fear and anxiety that breast cancer patients feel and replace it with hope and a path toward thriving.
This podcast is about our experiences with breast cancer
and life after as young survivors and moms. Should we do some breath work before we start?
Me, 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 my, mo, 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 mo.
Oh, we're singing. Okay.
La 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 la.
Oh gosh, did you see you're
that,
so loud.
Did you see that the new Wicked movie's
turn
coming
Beth
out?
Down, turn Beth down.
Am I too loud?
Yes, I did see, and I'm very excited.
I'm excited about it too. I just asked the girls, I said, do you want to go see Wicked? It's going to be out in a couple weeks. And Charlotte goes, is that the one with Ariana Grande? And I said, yes.
And she said what?
And, I mean, she, of course, you know, she and Emily are going to know that this is the Wicked. I'm like, the history of Wicked goes way beyond Ariana
Honestly,
Grande.
I've never seen Wicked. I know.
Oh, well, I don't know that this should be your first experience. I feel like you should go to the Fox and see it like on Broadway first.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
It's so good.
I mean, I think this
I'm going to be hypercritical of this movie if it's not.
It'll be my first experience. So now I don't have to be hypercritical.
That's
you
true.
Have like a fuzz in your hair up here.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Hold on. These baby hairs. Like
I'm noticing you have quite a few of them.
I know. They're breaking. I don't know what's going on.
No, I think that's new growth.
Oh, you think it's new growth?
It's new growth. Yeah, that's why it looks so like chicken hair. It's cute. Bok, bok, bok.
Oh, you just made my day. I thought my hair was breaking off.
No, no, it's new. It's definitely new growth. Yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah,
it's good. This is good. Such a good move. My hair's good. So fine. You people don't even understand. I was like literally going, okay, what do I need to do? Put castor oil. The other day I saw something that said you can put Retin A on your scalp and it'll help you grow new hair. I was like, what do I need to do to stop this breakage?
No, you're good. I dropped it.
What did you drop?
I dropped my fidget.
It rolled under the chair. That's the second time you've dropped a fidget.
I know. Oh, it's right there. I found it. I know, but I have to have it. I can't think without it. I'm like the kid who's got to bounce their feet.
You don't even have ADD.
I know, but I can't think if my fingers are like...
Now, isn't that weird? You don't have ADD, but you need a fidget, and I do have ADD, and I don't need a fidget.
I mean, I think everybody has a degree of it. It just is it's a matter of how it presents.
It's like everything else in life. It's a spectrum.
Yes, it's a spectrum. It's 100% a spectrum.
You're like maybe a 3.
I'm just on I'm just on this... Yeah, I'm on the fidgety spectrum.
You're on the fidgety spectrum.
Yeah.
That's so true. Maybe what can help. Actually, I just saw this. You know that guy, Gary Brecka? He's all over social. He's one of those.
Is he the guy that came from life insurance?
No. He's one of those longevity guys.
Okay.
You know, where he's all in.
Uh-huh.
Hydrogen,
water, cold plunge, do all the things.
You got to go out in the grass and get sunlight first thing in the morning. And it's just like, who lives like that kind of guy? But he caught my attention because I was scrolling through and there was a reel about anti-inflammatory foods helping ADD. And I stopped on it because both you and I have a child that struggles with ADD. And I was, okay, you know, and he was basically making the case for pulling out all gluten, wheat, sugar, and putting them on an anti-inflammatory diet. And his challenge was, see if you don't have a different kid in 2 weeks.
You will. They'll be so mad at you.
They'll be mad. They'll be hangry.
They'll be hangry. And they will refuse to eat.
Right.
Yeah. We've done this where we did a whole month. We've actually done it twice where we did a whole January without sugar for them. And the first time we did it, I think I've talked about this on here before. The first time we did it, Piper was doing so well. I was like impressed. Mm-hmm. And then I get this message from her kindergarten teacher. So she's in fourth grade now. So this is how long ago it was. And she said, Piper told me that you guys were doing a whole month with no sugar. And she said, that's so impressive. And she goes, what's really funny is that she was telling me this as she was eating a chocolate chip muffin at school. And this is when I discovered she was spending her lunch money on chocolate chip muffins. And I was like, oh, that makes sense why she hasn't been eating breakfast at home and why she is doing so well, because she's getting her sugar fix literally every morning
everywhere. Well, my son's the same way. He's in high school now and they have vending machines in high school.
Yeah.
And good luck trying to control that monster.
Yeah.
You know, like I literally thought I had a lockdown on his, you know,
money,
but he finds quarters in random places and is able to get his junk food fixed otherwise.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about anti-inflammatory foods and diets focusing on reducing chronic inflammation in the body. We kind of talked about inflammation, how it's bad.
Yeah.
And you know, food is medicine. I do believe that. Do you believe that?
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not food in today's society, but.
Yes. I think the right foods.
I thought it was really interesting after Gary had this medical hiccup that had me really looking into heart health. And, you know, there's so much data out there that in certain countries, heart disease doesn't even exist.
Mm-mm.
And it's all because their diet is whole foods.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't tell us everything we need to know about how we should be eating and what should be allowed, I don't know what else is.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. We're just so driven to shop the inside of the grocery store.
Or, but I mean, even think about this. If you're on the outside where you're supposed to be, but you don't buy organic, now you're eating pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, my son's 15 years old. He has ADD. He doesn't love to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But for a while, he was telling us, "Mom, I'm allergic to apples." And I was like, "No, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're not allergic to apples. Mm-hmm. You grew up eating apples. You know, as a baby, you ate apples. You're not allergic to apples." And he said, "No, I'm serious. Like every time I eat it, my throat feels full and like I can't breathe as well and this and that." And I thought he was just pulling his usual BS.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, "You're fine." The next time he ate an apple, he comes to me, he goes, "Am I fine?" His face blew up, like his lips were swollen. His eyes got all puffy. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, he's developed this issue with apples." No, you know what it is? Non-organic apples. Wow. If he eats an organic apple, he's fine. If he eats anything else, because I'm assuming of the substance they put on the apples to make them shiny or the pesticides that they use, he blows up.
Yeah.
That is scary.
That is absolutely terrifying.
If you didn't have an outward expression of what these chemicals are doing to your body, you would never know. And I think that's where we are. People are consuming these things, not having an outward expression of their danger.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, so something similar happened to my daughter, but this isn't food. This was a product. But I think anything you put in and on your skin, her lip blew up when she didn't use something that was, she had got a new lip oil for her birthday from a friend and she was using it like every single day. And she woke up one morning and it looked like she had the worst lip filler injection
ever. You sent me the picture. It was really scary.
She didn't go to school because it was that bad. It was like her, the top lip was almost touching her nose. It was so terrible. So
and don't you feel like a little bit like people will roll their eyes at you and act as though you're being overly dramatic
Something bad like that happens where I'm like,
where you
look.
Have proof.
Yes.
Again, you have to have proof before people take it seriously. Like, oh, maybe this isn't good for, you know, our children's growing bodies.
Yeah. Not the massive rise in childhood cancer and
obesity.
And obesity is not enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, chronic inflammation, we talked about this before, but it's linked to various health issues, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and the medical system is just not focused on it. When Gary had his heart scare and he was in the hospital for days, they were treating him as though he had a heart attack, and they were feeding him pudding and soda and ice cream. And it's like, at the very basic level, what are we doing here, people?
Right.
If you're in the hospital with a heart attack, you don't feed patients that kind of food.
We're not making the connection.
We're not making the connection at all. So today we're going to talk about benefits of an anti-inflammatory diet.
And then key anti-inflammatory foods.
And the role of antioxidants, phytochemicals, and fiber in cancer prevention.
Oh, fiber.
Fiber. So underrated.
But before we do that, let's hear from our first sponsor.
Are you feeling scared, overwhelmed, or lost post-treatment? Do you want to reclaim your life and thrive even better than before breast cancer? Faith Through Fire Survivorship Bootcamp is designed for breast cancer survivors who are committed to living their fullest lives. If you're ready to leap forward, seize personal growth, and redefine your journey, this bootcamp will provide the path. You might benefit from our bootcamp if the excitement of completing treatment has worn off, leaving you feeling unsure about your future. You feel confused by your new post-cancer identity and struggle to accept your quote, new normal. You want to enjoy life again, but feel stuck in a cycle of negative emotions. Or you feel disconnected from yourself, others, or God. Our bootcamp offers a structured roadmap that delves deep into four key areas crucial for post-cancer recovery and thriving. Understanding trauma, cultivating a fighting spirit, managing anxiety and intrusive thoughts, and redefining and reshaping your identity so you can rediscover your joy and purpose in life. You can participate in person in St. Louis or online. To join our waitlist, visit faiththroughfire.org/survivorship-bootcamp. All right, we're back. So, benefits of anti-inflammatory diets. I mean, it reduces your chronic disease risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about it before. How many people have chronic conditions now?
Yep, a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
A lot.
It's such a drain on your quality of life.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but when I fill out my health histories up until cancer, everybody would always say, wow, you have a very boring history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a surprise.
And how old were you?
My late 20s, early 30s.
And people were surprised at how little you had on your medical history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Very telling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, these anti-inflammatory just way of eating lifestyles help improve your gut health. So you're getting all that fiber from your vegetables and your fruits, legumes, whole grains, and whole grains not being like white flours. That all
like more like quinoa?
Yes, quinoa or like the millets or the, what's the name of the one? Flaxseed. Like that all falls into there. But that all helps promote healthy gut bacteria and reduce gut inflammation. And your gut, you know, they say that's the second brain. So if you're experiencing brain fog, a lot of it is tied to your gut.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're talking about it more and more, right? More on the holistic side than on the actual medical side of, you know, how is your gut health affecting every other system in your body? But I think, you know, we have a chronic issue with lack of fiber in our diet.
Yeah.
And lack of biodiversity.
Yeah.
You know, we're not eating a bunch of different fermented foods that promote that growth.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're trying to get it through pills like probiotics and, you know, whatever. But it's just, you can't fix everything with a pill. And I think that's the point.
Yeah.
When you eat an anti-inflammatory diet, you have better mental health.
Yeah.
How many people are dealing with chronic anxiety and depression?
Mm-hmm.
Diet is not what you first think of. You first think of, okay, I need a anti-anxiety medication or I need an antidepressant. I'll never forget it. Like when I went to therapy after getting cancer and I was like telling the practitioner, I'm like, I'm depressed. Like I need a prescription. I'm depressed. And she's like, you are depressed, but you don't need a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, you're situationally depressed. You're not chemically depressed. And there's lots of things you can manage on your own.
Oh, man, that's a good therapist.
I mean, not vilifying her.
The therapists who do prescribe because some people are.
No, some people need it.
Yeah.
You have to have it. Right. And you definitely don't want to wait until you're in this deep, dark hole and then try to dig your way out.
Yeah.
But it definitely stayed with me that she wasn't immediately like, here, take a pill to fix all your problems.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that a lot of studies suggest an anti-inflammatory diet can help reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety by improving your brain health and reducing oxidative stress.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, you know, if lifestyle changes was the first order of business when you start feeling depressed, what would happen?
Yeah.
Obviously, weight management.
This is a big one for cancer survivors.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think that there's a person that comes through our program who
likes the weight they're at.
Well, I mean, not that likes the weight they're at, but they start noticing the weight creeping on when you maybe were in menopause. Now you weren't in menopause. Now you are. And like you're in your 40s and or maybe just the stress of cancer and packed on the pounds. And there's you feel like there's sort of like nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. And I think there's a difference, too. Like I've had to come to terms with the fact that as I'm older, a healthy weight for me at this age is not the same as the healthy weight that was for me at 17.
Right.
So there is a little bit of mental health work you have to do to realize that it's probably unrealistic. You know, I went through cancer 8 years ago. So, of course, I'm going to age and maybe my weight's going to fluctuate a little bit from 8 years ago. And that's OK.
Yeah.
It's all about how do you feel?
Yeah.
You know, do you feel strong?
Yeah.
So, yeah, weight management's a big one. There are anti-inflammatory foods that you can introduce to your diet. And this is what I've tried to kind of coach my husband on is that he hates restrictive diets. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He hates feeling like I can't have something. Mm-hmm. It just really toys with him mentally and makes him feel depressed and not at all interested in improving his health. What I've tried to impress upon him is don't focus on what you can't have. There's nothing that's off limits to you. You can have whatever you want. But if you incorporate the right foods into your diet,
you'll want less
of that other stuff. And that's really where the focus needs to be is.
Yeah.
If you get these anti-inflammatory foods, a byproduct of that is going to be you feel great. You don't even want that stuff.
I do feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe this is just our household, but I do feel like when those quick, easy things are around that are not the better option, the healthier option, regardless of whether it makes you feel good or not, is...
Oh, yeah.
It's harder to go to it when the quick and easy that's less healthy is there. So, you know.
But that's why I tell my husband, don't bring this into the house. Don't bring it into the house because if there is, I'm trying to think of an unhealthy, I mean, I'm not vilifying cheese sticks, but Because we have them in the house. We give them to the kids as snacks.
I mean, cheese sticks is going to be a way better option than a candy bar.
Sure.
Or like a highly processed energy bar or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not vilifying. I'm just saying like.
Or a Pop-Tart.
When you have something you can just grab versus making food, you're going to grab the grab. You know, you're going to do it. It's all about convenience. So my big thing is, and he's like, well, just exert some self-control. And I'm like, I have none.
Yeah.
And you know yourself. You know if you can eat things in moderation.
Yep.
I get that 70% cacao chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. Now they're $10 a bar.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's 70%. You gotta make that last. 70% of the good dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about it is if I have just one square of that, it is so satisfying versus a Hershey bar, which is milk chocolate, which is like
filled with wax.
I mean, people probably just learned something. They probably didn't know that.
Yeah.
Before we kind of talk about the anti-inflammatory foods that you can introduce into your diet, you want to do Boobs in the News?
Yes.
Boobs in the News is a fun segment where we read funny tweets by real people or ridiculous news stories.
Boobs in the News. Boobs in the News. Boobs in the News.
All right, you ready for your boobs? I thought this was interesting. The University of Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, defeated the Virginia Tech Hokies at the Duke's Mayo Bowl in Charlotte, North Carolina.
How is this a boob?
Mayo Bowl. So I'm assuming it's football. And there's mayo involved.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I mean, they have like the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, but this one apparently they take quite literally.
Oh, no.
So the New York Times reported that a highlight of the game is the tradition of dumping 5 gallons of mayonnaise.
Gross.
On the winning coach's head. I want to know. I mean, that's a slow drip. It's not like the Gatorade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's just you're drenched immediately. It's like.
I think I'd rather get covered in orange juice.
I'd rather be covered in anything but mayo. Mayo just makes me like want to gag. And Jell-O? I like mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jell-O.
Ooh, a Jell-O bowl.
A Jell-O bowl.
All right, Jell-O, get on sponsoring a bowl.
Other condiment-related attractions include mayo bobbing, which is trying to catch mayo packets swimming in mayo.
Gross.
Ew.
How gross is this? A mouthful. Mayonnaise is a good condiment, but not by itself.
No. And mayo giveaways with team logos. And for 2025, which was obviously this year, Favor Flav was revealed as the celebrity mascot.
I wonder why that is. Does he have some connection with mayonnaise?
I just think it's hysterical that they're able to pay Favor. Hey, we want you to come to the Mayo Bowl and be our mascot for the game. And he's like, sign me up. Must have been very lucrative.
Or you like the teams.
I guess. <Yeah. laughs> I don't know. But a Mayo Bowl. I had never heard of that before.
I hadn't either. I've only heard of the Orange Bowl.
Maybe we need to do something like for Faith Through Fire, like... You know, condiment related.
The ketchup bowl.
The
What's it? Actually, I really enjoy a good pickle.
Oh, you want to do a pickle bowl?
Yeah.
Pickle bowl.
Pickle ball, pickle bowl. Oh my gosh. That sounds so fun.
Like pickles while you play pickle bowl?
No.
Ball?
Just we call it the pickle bowl.
Ball.
Okay.
This has gone awry.
Now we're the boobs.
We're the boobs. There you go. Boobs in the News.
Boobs in the News. Boobs in the News. Boobs in the News.
Let's talk about like the anti-inflammatory foods that you can introduce into your diet to kind of make you...
So berries is a really, really good one. Berries are high in antioxidants, flavonoids, vitamin C, which helps move out that oxidative stress. So when your body is breaking down things that it doesn't want, that releases... not really chemicals, but it releases things into your bloodstream and those flavonoids help move it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Leafy greens. Nothing gets my bowels moving like some leafy greens, like anything cruciferous.
Yes. And go for the dark. The darker, the better. So not like your iceberg lettuce.
You know, what's your favorite butter isn't that.
It's not that great.
That
I know.
Nutritious.
But the best ones are like the spinach, the kale, the Swiss chard, the really dark, dark leafy greens.
Which is the ones that most people don't like.
I know.
I love a good kale if you massage it. And break it down. If you don't, it's kind of gross and bitter.
Kale chips? I freaking love kale chips.
Do you know how much kale you have to freaking, you know, put in the oven?
I know, but
if
you want something crispy.
Yeah,
you're right. I know you make those all the time. Fatty fish. So this is the salmon, mackerel, sardines.
And if you don't
I have not figured out how to eat sardines.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Gross. That's just like a perception
this
thing.
This is why we have the omega-3 supplements.
Right.
There's so many anti-inflammatory properties in this, and fish specifically, because so much of our processed foods has omega-6 mm-hmm. fatty acids in it. Mm-hmm. And there's something about the balance between omega-3s and omega-6s in your body. And mm-hmm. when your omega-6s are high, that's when your inflammation is high.
Yeah.
So if you don't balance it out with the omega-3s, then
that's bad
news bears.
Yeah. Tomatoes. Oh, let's talk about nuts, though, first, because
they're high in fiber.
Yeah, they're high in fiber. I think I just read that, well, flax seeds are amazing.
Because they have estrogen.
They have estrogen, mm-hmm. which for your estrogen positive people are going to freak out about, but good estrogen is good for you. This brain protective, it's heart protective, it's bone.
It's a phytoestrogen.
It's a phytoestrogen. That's the kind you want.
Yeah. Not a xenoestrogen.
Which is what gets us sick.
Yeah.
You know, I actually just, this is a detour, but I have the Yucca app mm-hmm. and I use CeraVe lotion mm-hmm. and I put it into the Yucca app and it said that it has the bad estrogens in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's dermatologist recommended. Like I was ticked.
Yeah.
I was like, I've been putting this on my skin and my girl's skin now for years.
So we should
thinking it was healthy.
Divert for a second and talk about the Yucca app. I know that I switched from using the, what was it before? Skin Deep from...
I don't know. You had a lot of them.
Skin Deep from, oh gosh, I can't remember the name of the website. But anyway, it was sort of like touted as being the best one. And then I read some things about it being, you could pay to get your...
Stuff on there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. stuff on there. So I did switch to the Yucca app and my daughter has it on her phone. And what's really nice is I know that skincare is really, really popular with a lot of the younger girls right now. So our rule in the house is she can spend her money on whatever she wants to, but if it comes in the house, it has to be Yucca approved. And if I find one that's not Yucca approved, I'm allowed to just throw it away, which feels like a little bit scary. But after her lip scare, I was like,
no,
why are we going to make this a thing? So the Yucca app.
Question though. Like, do you have to pay for her to have it too?
No, it's so she's on my family thing. So any apps that I have, I can approve to download on her phone for free.
Oh, we need to get together offline on that, because the whole reason I don't have it on my daughter's phone is because I thought I'd have to pay for the app again.
She just have to have family share.
Okay, have to explain that one to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So it's a good thing to have on your app, just if you have questions about when you start navigating the world of toxins and you look at the back of some things, and sometimes even the clean stuff has an ingredient list like 20,000 mm-hmm. things long, but those things, a lot of them are just like they have to call out each plant botanical that's in there, and so it looks like big words that you don't know, but usually it's just the scientific name for the botanical.
It makes it so easy.
It is really nice.
Okay. Tomatoes, your favorite.
Lycopene. Yes. They're a powerful antioxidant, and I'm glad I can eat them again.
Yeah, when Sarah was having gut issues, she was having problems with her tomatoes, and she was like on a mission to restore her tomato tolerance. she grew up on she's a farm girl, so she grew up on tomatoes, and she was like not willing to live without them. So she had to do some work.
Yeah, yeah.
Olive oil, extra virgin olive oil has high anti-inflammatory compounds. Just be careful, because when you cook at high temps with it, it becomes toxic, right?
So the better cooking oil, a lot of people will. Try to cook. I myself included for a long time cooked with high or extra virgin olive oil, but it has a very low smoke point. So when it becomes toxic, when you actually cook with it, I mean, I don't know that I would call it toxic, but it's not good for you when you high heat it. So the better oil to cook with would be an avocado oil or a coconut oil.
Yeah, I love my broccoli almost like black.
Yes.
And I put it in the oven with olive oil at like 450.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
That's too high. You know, so now it is avocado oil.
Crumbles in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. No, I mean, but the oil part, you know, it's like you can't cook olive oil at 450 and have it maintain its properties. So olive oil for me is salad dressings.
Yes.
Or to put on some toast or whatever you want to do, like in its natural form. And then, like you said, use like an avocado or a coconut oil for your cooking.
Yep. Turmeric and ginger, those are seasonings. One, I think they're both root actually, but they have high potent anti-inflammatory oxidant properties.
So you guys will see this all over social. They'll always have those like shots in the morning, you know, like the turmeric ginger shots.
Yes.
I actually just bought ingredients to do them because I was like, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah.
Give yourself a little, you know, some, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anti-inflammatory shots in the morning.
All right. Let's talk about meat.
Yeah, we're going to talk about meat. This is going to be a big one because Sarah and I go back and forth because Sarah's so funny. She will try just about anything. She is huge on experimentation, but she has told me multiple times, I am not giving up meat. I'm not doing it. There's a lot of data out there that suggests that a plant-based diet is the healthiest diet. But what I've also come to realize is that meat is fine as long as it is non-GMO, mm-hmm. you know, grass-fed.
Yeah. Like no hormones, yeah. all the things.
So
yeah.
I think when, you know, when these doctors and holistic practitioners are like plant-based is what reverses all your diseases, I think that's true for a lot of people because they're not pursuing meat in the way mm-hmm. that you have to in order for it to be safe.
And the sacrifices on, because I have gone back and forth on meat, no meat, meat, no meat. I have done...
meat.
I've done a period of time where I only ate meat at one meal. But the thing that is really hard and can be a really big sacrifice for a lot of people is that how are you then going to get your protein in? And if you're unwilling to have extra eggs or eat your proteins, you have to find complete proteins. You have to know what complete mm-hmm. proteins are, like beans and rice, or I don't even know what the other complete proteins are, but you'd still have to get your protein in somehow. And yeah. if you don't, now you're missing a very essential building block
for life. Oh, yeah, you have to have protein. You yeah. have to have protein. But, okay, so let's talk about let's vilify meat for just a second, okay?
Okay, fine.
Meat has high levels of saturated fat. Mm-hmm. So red and processed meats like beef, lamb, bacon. Bacon's my favorite.
Yeah.
Sausages and deli meats are high in saturated fats. Mm-hmm. And this triggers the body's inflammatory pathways.
Well, and let's talk about deli meats because deli meats, there's tons of additives in them. Nitrogen-based additives. And
we only do Boar's Head, which Gary keeps trying to tell me has none of that. But I'm like, really? None?
Some of it does. Depends on which kind it is. And also, if you want to talk about vilifying meat for a minute too, pork in general. So this is your bacons and this is your pulled pork, your pork steaks, things like that. That if you look at what a pig eats, mm-hmm. especially a farm-raised pig mm-hmm. or like mass farms,
it's like tin cans, isn't it?
I mean, they don't eat good things. You know, you're eating the grass-fed beefs. They're eating grass and they're like running around a field. Like there is, I don't remember which country it is, but like they talk about the happy cows come from maybe Australia or something. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason why those cows are better for you because they're eating from the earth and they're not eating socks. Or whatever junk was left out over
feces
from. Yeah, and, like yeah. they're not eating gross things. All those things make the meat. Then you eat it.
Do you know one of those documentaries, I can't remember which one, it's the one that really makes you question eating meat, but they showed the cows that were grain fed. Mm-hmm. Grain fed cows taste delicious. It's almost like meat. It's almost like sweet, you mm-hmm. know, but they're not meant to eat grain. So no. it gets clogged in their intestinal system, like their bellies and stuff get bloated and they get stuck in there. Mm-hmm. And then they literally have a process for unclogging these cows.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's so gross. Like once you watch it, you're thinking, A, that's torturous to the cow. And yeah. B, it's just gross because they're not meant to eat that.
Right.
And the whole purpose of stuffing them full of those grains is to make the meat taste good for us.
Well, that and to get them fat quick.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to really think about what kind of meat you're eating. Like I love bacon, but I've just gotten to this point where I'm like, I don't know. I'm looking at limiting it a little bit. The other thing to think about is AGEs, advanced glycation end products,
mm-hmm.
which is a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
So basically meat, especially when grilled, fried, or processed, can form these compounds. Mm-hmm. And it's basically produced when proteins or fats combine with sugars during cooking at high temperatures.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So AGEs can damage your tissues and promote inflammation.
It's like your barbecues.
Right. And it's been linked to increased oxidative stress and inflammation, which again goes back to chronic, you know, conditions like cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular disease. So, you know, most people are not aware that when you're cooking these meats at high temperatures that you're now dealing with sugars too mm-hmm. and you're causing oxidative stress. It tastes real good
yeah.
on a hot summer day to have a burger and a beer, but just yeah. know what's going on there.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned earlier omega-6 yep. fatty acids.
Yep. So, you know, just looking at your ratio of omega-6 to omega-3s, these are typically found in your conventionally raised animals. So the ones that are jam-packed into farm buildings and don't get to roam around, grain-fed, those are going to be higher in the omega-6. The more processed meats usually have that omega-6 in there as well.
So all the additives, you mentioned this about the Boar's Head, right? Mm-hmm. Processed meats like hot dogs, bacon, lunch meats, they all have added preservatives, nitrates, other chemicals that contribute to inflammation. So mm-hmm. this can trigger an immune response in the body. Studies have shown that diets high in processed meats are associated with higher levels of inflammatory markers in the blood. It's just a fact.
Yep. Yep. And your CRP is actually usually the level of inflammatory marker that they're looking for within your. So if you've never had that tested, just might want to ask for it next time you go in for your.
Yeah. It's like basically your inflammation marker.
C-reactive protein.
Gut health and meat. So if you consume a large amounts of red and processed meats, it's been linked to an imbalance in gut bacteria, which leads to gut inflammation, which can, you know, affect your microbiome and exacerbate systemic inflammation. So this is when you'll see people with inflammatory bowel disease or autoimmune disorders. I think the key is here, if you're like Sarah, and I'm to a large degree the same way, I won't get enough protein if I don't have chicken breast, right? For me, it's really more about chicken.
I love chicken. But also your fishes.
I don't love chicken, but it's like, it's the quickest way for me to get protein. So I'm probably not going to give it up, but I also just be very cognizant of where you're getting your meat. Go for grass-fed.
Yeah.
You don't want to. And the other thing is, I don't know what the answer is to this, but have you guys ever noticed? I didn't know this until Gary and I studied abroad in college. But when we went overseas in Europe, where they have way less tolerance for additives and chemicals and things in their food, and the food, quite frankly, does not taste as good. I'm just going to be transparent. It does not taste as good. Their produce doesn't look as good.
Does it not taste as good, or is it not what you're used to?
I mean, probably both.
Yeah.
But what we, when I go to the grocery store over there, the meat was all gray.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ew, like their meat's great. No, no, people. We're using like carbon monoxide and other chemicals over here to make our meat look pink, to make it more appealing to us. But we are basically just spraying ourselves with chemicals again to make it look more appealing. Over there, they're not allowed to do that. So the meat looks like ground up meat. Gray. It's gross, you know, and they're not allowed to use all these pesticides on their fruit. So their fruit looks a little more bruised and not as fresh and not as shiny. And you're sitting there thinking, gross, their food over here is so gross. No, their food is just
normal.
Normal. Right. So just keep it in mind. Keep it in mind. I mean, I don't think any of us are just, you know, now you've got people that are like, I'm on an all meat diet.
There is. Yes. Yeah.
Which I guess if you're doing grass fed, whatever.
Yeah.
But
gosh, that would get expensive. And I'd just be tired of
it. It's all those meatheads.
Yeah.
Not really. Pun intended.
I've met people who are not meatheads, but yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I always think about it being like the Joe Rogans.
Yeah.
Like, I have a porterhouse for breakfast. Like, that's Marky Mark, too. Marky Mark's like, I have a porterhouse for breakfast. I have a filet mignon for, you know, lunch. And then I finish out my day with, you know, whatever.
Salad and chicken breast.
Yeah. Crazy. So let's talk about the role of antioxidants, phytochemicals, and fiber in cancer protection. Okay. Antioxidants protect cells from damage. That's the short of it.
Yeah. And we've mentioned that before. So these are antioxidants that are going to be in your berries, your strawberries, blueberries, things like that.
They neutralize free radicals. So free radicals cause oxidative stress, leading to damage of your DNA and cancer. Yeah. And antioxidants protect against this. It's a no-brainer, people.
They're also awesome for your skin. Vitamin C, E, selenium, all those things that you find in your skincare products.
Yeah. Phytochemicals. Okay, so basically what they are is plant compounds with health benefits. They're anti-inflammatory, they're antioxidant, they're anti-cancer properties. Phytochemicals are important. They influence your gene expression. So they help destroy cancer cells, they inhibit tumor spread, they prevent new blood vessels, which is that angiogenesis we talked about for tumors. Mm-hmm. It cuts off that blood supply.
Yeah.
That's why you want it.
So again, this is in berries, apples, onions.
Yeah, Sarah does not like onions.
Carrots, spinach, so those dark leafies, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, kale. Sulforaphane is actually the highest concentration is in broccoli sprouts. Highly recommend them. They're so good. You can
put
them on anything.
So good. Put them on your salad.
Flax seeds and then sesame seeds.
Yep. And they actually show that flax seeds and sesame seeds reduce hormone-related cancer risk.
Boom.
So for all you hormone-positive people out there.
Yeah.
Oh, fiber.
Yes. Fiber, I think, is the hardest when you eat a highly processed diet.
It is.
Yeah.
Basically, what it is plant-based foods that promote digestive health. And so it promotes regular bowel movements, which is so important to getting all those toxins out of your body. It reduces constipation. It lowers your colon cancer risk. It helps lower your insulin and inflammatory markers.
Yep.
Whole grains, legumes, vegetables, fruits, seeds. You're going to see the same dietary things over and over,
over and over again. Yeah. And then the last one is the synergistic effects. So this is a combined approach, making sure that you sort of take everything that we talked about today and then just, I mean, really, it's everything that we've already mentioned over and over again.
I think, you know, It's the same foods, people. You just have to incorporate them in. You incorporate them in, and at the very least, you're neutralizing the other foods that you're bringing into your diet that are maybe not so great. Right. So just something, food for thought, but this is anti-inflammatory diets are...
Ba-donch.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Anti-inflammatory diets are where it's at. Let's close this out, but first our second sponsor.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of Faith Through Fire. Thrivent believes money is a tool and not a goal. The Gateway Financial Group with Thrivent is local to the St. Louis area and can work with you to create a financial strategy that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Please call 314-783-4214 to schedule a free consultation with one of Thrivent's Gateway Financial Advisors.
All right, we're back. Any last words on anti-inflammatory diets?
No, just don't get overwhelmed by everything that we sent you today or threw at you. Just take one thing, try it for a week. You know, like she said, I really do like to run experiments on my body, and it can be overwhelming when you try to think about all the things, because you're going to go to a barbecue this weekend and they're going to have, you know, you're going to be thinking about the AGEs on your meat, and you're going to be trying to choose what you're going to have for lunch. And you're like, oh, I usually have a turkey sandwich, but they just said that processed meats are bad. Like, it can get very overwhelming. Just pick one thing. Just focus on antioxidants this week and maybe have berries for a snack every single day. And then just add another thing and another thing and another thing. And before you know it, this is going to feel like second nature.
Wow, that was a lot.
I know. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, guys. Until next time.
See ya.
Thank you for being a listener of the Besties with Breasties podcast. If this podcast had a positive impact on your journey, leave us a review or consider becoming a supporter. You can donate with the link in the show notes or at faiththroughfire.org. This episode was hosted by Sarah Hall and Beth Wilmes, audio and production edits by Innovative Frequencies.